16th Kenyan is Miut Taimu. Two things don't go together. Either person decides that he is primarily a spiritual being or he's primarily a physical being. If he's a primarily physical being, then life is all about keeping his stomach full and making a lot of money. That's a physical being. Everything that's important to him is physical. He also does Torah mitzvahs. He's a Haredi Jew. But the thing that really is important to him, he spends his real time with some physical things. You have the other way around. The person who's a spiritual person realizes that we created with a special neshama to be over Hashem. Torah, Shiva, mitzvahs. We all have a body. We have to take care of the body. Give the body what it needs, but not make it as a goal in life. That's what it means. Miut Taimu means not to have no physical pleasures. Other rabbis, you're allowed to eat, and it's Shabbos, and this is only Shabbos. But it shouldn't be the focus of life. The person who thinks he can have both together, all is from Agadoshim and the Matthias Cruz, it's impossible. So, you have a choice of being Nisaneg al Hakus or Nisaneg al Hashem. You don't have to give up pleasure. You have to decide what gives you pleasure. No greater pleasure than what is really right for yourself. Learning Torah and mitzvahs, controlling your bad needs. And the 17th kinyan is Miyut Sicho. Sicho does not mean not to talk. Sicho means lightheaded talking, scoffing, sonis, or things that are not, may not be the most proper things to speak about, things that don't have real value. But speech is also given to us to use in a positive way, to connect to our Kodesh Bo, connect to others in the fashion that Hashem Himself, Lachta B'drocho, use in a positive fashion. And the same idea. The more you use it in a negative fashion, the more you're detaching yourself from Torah to be a guiding force in your life.